Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and I'm your preacher today as well, with a preach that I'm calling The Little Child Apostle. The Gospel is from Mark. Jesus and his disciples went on from there and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying, and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." Thus ends the Gospel. And this is not a very flattering portrayal of the disciples, who don't have enough courage to ask Jesus when they're confused about what he's saying, but they're arrogant enough to argue among themselves who is greatest. So it's in this light that we need to look at what's being said by Jesus taking this little child and putting it in their midst. Little child, the word in Greek is paideion, and it can be an infant or a half-grown child, male or female. It's a non-person in the society, someone with no rights and no abilities. So this is often understood to show how even this little child, this nobody, is worthy of Jesus' love and their love and respect. And then often it's tied into because we're all equally made in the image of God and everyone deserves respect and love. And that's true, but it doesn't really do justice to this story. Because Jesus takes this little child, this little boy or girl, and he says to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name." What does it mean to be welcomed in Jesus' name? It means that this child was sent by Jesus as an apostle. As the disciples had previously been sent out two by two to represent him and to heal people and to preach the good news and call them to repentance, Jesus had sent his disciples out, and that's why they feel so important. And Jesus is saying, "I can make an apostle out of this little child. It's not about you. It's about me, and it's about God." And God can use even this little child to be the authentic representative of God's voice in the world. So, don't think you're so great. Now, being one who has some share in that apostolic sending, because I've been ordained a priest, small share, but some share. I can't think it's because it's me. It's not my abilities. It's God's abilities that give me that share and that authenticity. And while Jesus is saying he can do that to anyone, make anyone a full apostle, we seem to place a lot more rules on who can and can't be sent by the church to be its representative. Do we believe that God can send anyone as an authentic apostle? That's a challenging word for the disciples back then and for us now.